It's not nice, any beers nice after a win, especially against a quality team like Ireland, who's totally dominated us since we've been in a group together. So we know that they still, if you take the five games, they're still, I think, 3-2 up against us. We won't get carried away with this, but yeah, the beer's a little bit sweeter, and we're just thankful that we could manage to beat them here. And it's been a long season for our guys. I know a lot of the guys must go to Japan and URC games and so on, but I also know the whole Leinster team, they're only two not starting off Leinster in that game. They also have to go to URC, so it worked both ways, but we are proud after a long season to grind through a win against a team like them at home for the first time in, I think, 13 or 14 years. So, tastes okay.
Some of the 80 minutes for me, if you will, just because it's very, you know, it's a crazy game with so many scrum penalties, yellow cards, players going on and off. I mean, have you ever witnessed anything like that frantic?
Yeah, yes, we had got in the previous game a red card. The guy goes off. We had a concussion called with a mouth guard that didn't ping. Our week, for example, this week was Monday just seeing and Lord Blake and Sos play. Then Monday from 8 o'clock till 12 o'clock we had a hearing with Franco. And then Wednesday from 8 o'clock till 12 o'clock we had a hearing with Lord. So the whole week was crazy for us. Obviously then the game was very physical, obviously there was a 20-minute red card given, which I thought was the right call. The referee or whatever the touch judge says, always illegal, and which I thought always illegal is a very weird word from when does always illegal start and when does it end. So I think there's something to clear up there. But I thought it was the right call so that the other player could come back onto the field. I do think we were dominant in scrums. I'm not saying I'm not saying we should have gotten yellow cards and we're not. But we've been part of quite a few games that was like this, where we had to grind it out of 14 men. There was a totally different challenge here. I thought we were dominant for most parts of the game, but just couldn't kill it when we were inside the 22. So, it was hectic. It was difficult to manage. It was difficult sometimes to understand who's off and who's on and who comes back and who's got an HIA and who's injured. But that's test match rugby at the highest level. And, you know, you have to understand and manage those kind of things.